Going Through Life with Betty and Bob. This is Milton Cross, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to join us for a visit with Betty and Bob Drake. But first, a few words from a friend of yours. Although Betty and Bob both believe that Evelyn Lewis was sincere in her decision to stop pestering Sam Carter into marrying her, there was quite a bit of speculation about the reason for her decision at the Drake home last night. Betty can't stifle a feeling that there is something in back of Evelyn's sudden change of heart. And her feeling is so strong that Bob can't help being affected by it, although he keeps insisting that whatever it is, it has nothing to do with them anymore. Bob has a pretty heavy schedule at the office today, and this morning, just as he was returning to the Trumpet from a conference with Chief of Police Merrill, who should he run into but Evelyn Lewis?
Oh, hello, Evelyn.
You seem surprised to see me.
No, it was just that I was thinking about something else.
I could tell that. I was afraid that you were going to walk right past me without even saying hello.
Well, I'm sorry.
I suppose you're very busy this morning.
Yeah, I've got a whole mess of work waiting for me at the office.
Oh.
Why, what is it, Evelyn?
Nothing. If you're busy, only I thought, well...
Well, you look as though you have something on your mind, young lady.
Do I?
Are you going anywhere?
No. I was just walking around. I was hoping you might have time to take me to lunch today.
Well, it's a little early for lunch.
Oh, please don't apologize, Bob. I know I haven't any right to say such a thing to you, but...
Oh, well, perhaps you'll drop up to the office later and have lunch with Betty and me, huh?
Oh, you're very sweet, but I couldn't do that. But I've just got to talk to someone.
Well, how about talking to me?
Oh, Bob, I'm so unhappy.
Oh, now, come on, Evelyn, this isn't like you.
I know you don't care anything about me, but I just don't know what to do. I didn't sleep a wink all night.
Well, if there's anything I can do, Evelyn...
Oh, you are sweet, Bob. I don't think there is anything. I've started something, and I've got to go through with it.
Oh, now, come on, Evelyn. I'll walk down the street with you, huh?
Oh, you are kind. I've been so lonely just walking around by myself all morning. I felt as though I didn't have a friend in the world.
Oh, now, you shouldn't feel that way, Evelyn.
I just can't help it. I know I shouldn't talk to you this way, Bob, but every time I think of Sam...
Sam?
I'm not going to bother him anymore, but it's so hard. I had so many wonderful plans.
Now, look, Evelyn.
I can tell by the way you're looking at me what you're thinking, but it isn't true, Bob. Even if Sam wanted me to marry him, I couldn't, no matter what I've been through.
I know that Sam never meant to hurt you, Evelyn.
Maybe he didn't mean to, but...
You must have had a bad night, the way you're talking now, but I'm afraid you're just feeling sorry for yourself. You really don't want to marry Sam.
Don't I?
No, you're just letting yourself get sentimental. Now, if you'd only stop and think. Remember the things you said yesterday?
Oh, you're cross with me now, Bob.
No.
I suppose I shouldn't have told you, but just seeing you and knowing that you're a friend of mine, I guess I couldn't help telling you how I felt.
Oh, that's perfectly all right, but there's no reason why you should feel this way. Perhaps you ought to go out and buy yourself a new hat or something.
Now you're impatient with me.
Oh, no.
Yes, you are. I've taken up too much of your time already. You told me you were busy.
Oh, that's all right, Evelyn.
Whatever happens to me. Well, I suppose I deserve it. I've lied to you, caused you a lot of trouble. Well, I can't blame you for not being very interested in me.
Yes, but I am interested in you, Evelyn. I'd like to see you happy. I'm very glad you realize that you were mistaken about Sam, though.
I can't marry him.
No.
I've got to stop thinking about him. Put him out of my mind completely.
Yeah, that'll be the best thing.
Oh, thank you, Bob. I feel so much better already.
Well...
I'm so glad that I met you this morning. It's a comfort to know that you have at least one friend you can come and talk to.
Oh, but I really didn't do anything.
Oh, yes, you did. You've given me reassurance. I know that I'm doing the right thing in giving Sam up.
Yes, you certainly are. You're being very sensible about the whole thing, Evelyn.
And I was so unhappy just a little while ago.
Well, the next time you get unhappy and feel you need some more reassurance, you just come to me.
I will.
I think I'd better be getting back to the office.
I'll walk back with you, Bob. I think it's just wonderful the way you get so much done, running a big newspaper all by yourself.
Well, I don't do it exactly by myself, Evelyn.
Now, don't be modest, Bob. The Trumpet would be nothing without you. Everyone says so. If I were a man, I'd like to be just like you.
Well, that's a pretty hard thing to imagine. Oh, look, there's Sam Carter across the street. I guess he's coming up the office.
Oh, I don't want to see him. I couldn't bear it. Not right now.
But Evelyn...
Goodbye, Bob. I'm going. Just give Sam my love.
Look, you don't have to run...
And thank you for everything you've done for me. Goodbye.
Bye. Hey, hello, Sam.
Well, Bob certainly shook Sam's hand with every semblance of congratulation just now. He can't help feeling a little kindly toward Evelyn, especially since she seems to be putting up such a hard fight to keep her promise. Anyway, when Bob finally got up to the office, he was in a pretty good frame of mind.
Hello, darling.
Well, hello, Bob.
Hope I haven't kept you waiting.
Well, that's all right. Why didn't Sam come up with you?
Sam?
Mm-hmm. You were standing there and talking to him and shaking his hand and talking to him and shaking his hand for the longest time.
Well, how do you know?
I saw you through the window, silly.
Oh.
And I don't mind telling you that I was simply consumed with curiosity.
Oh, you're spying on me again, huh?
Oh, no. I just happened to be looking out of the window.
Well, darling, I guess I finally aroused Sam out of the dumps for good.
Is that why you were shaking his hand and slapping him on the back that way?
Is that what I was doing?
Well, now, don't tell me you didn't know. Well, what was it?
What do you mean, what was it? What was what?
The wonderful news you were telling Sam. It had to be wonderful from the way you were acting. Of course, you were too far away for me to read your lips.
Oh, I was telling Sam about Evelyn. I happened to run into her this morning and...
Oh, you happened to... Oh, yes?
Yeah. Poor kid. You know, she certainly is miserable.
Really, dear?
Well, Betty, you know how it is.
No, I don't know if I do. What was she miserable about?
Oh, about giving Sam up, as she called it.
Oh, I see. You mean she's changed her mind?
Well, she was pretty close to it. But I talked her out of it.
Well,
I guess she'll be all right from now on.
Well, what else did you and Evelyn talk about?
Not much.
Seemed to me you were an awfully long time coming from police headquarters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I meant to tell you about that. Do you know what Merrill tried to pull on me this morning?
Well, I can imagine. What was it?
He was trying to infer that the explosion down at our press room was a put-up job.
What?
Yeah, he thinks of our own men.
Oh, dear.
Well, what's the matter? What are you laughing at?
I can't help it.
Well, ought to be something funny.
There is, darling.
Well, what are you looking at me like that for?
I just happened to think of Evelyn Lewis and it made me laugh.
All that.
Oh, she must have had quite a few little speeches prepared.
Speeches?
Yes. I've got a pretty good idea what they were, too.
Well, I just told you what
you told me that she had almost changed her mind about Sam, and you convinced her not to.
Well, that's exactly what happened.
And I suppose she cried.
Yeah, she did.
And I'm sure she was very, very grateful to you.
Well, Betty, it's only natural
that she'd
be...
very pretty, didn't she, darling? That green hat she was wearing must have been very becoming.
Was she wearing a green hat?
Oh, darling, you're not very observing. Or maybe you were too busy consoling.
What are you driving at? How do you know she was wearing a green hat?
Because I saw her.
Through the window?
Yes.
Were you standing at that window all morning?
I was there quite a while. Ever since I happened to look out and see Evelyn standing there.
Well, I just met her accidentally.
Oh, no, you didn't, darling.
Well, you don't mean to tell me that
of
you think
that... Of course I'd... Oh, wait a minute. Evelyn just made up her mind that she was going to see you, and she saw you.
Now, how do you know that?
I know Evelyn. Besides, she was walking up and down in front of the Trumpet Building for at least a half an hour before you came, just so that she could bump into you accidentally.
It looks as if there is at least one person who doesn't underestimate Evelyn. Leave it to a woman to spot the truth in another woman. This is Milton Cross again, ladies and gentlemen, inviting you to take a moment to listen to an important message. This program is presented over this station 5 times each week, Monday through Friday, at this same hour. Join us when we next meet Betty and Bob. Your announcer, Milton Cross.